Today's daf is Shavuos Lamed Aleph, and we'll pick it up on Lamed Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom with Simon Senegeron Bur Gezelas Mirma. Tan Rabban, we learned in Braisa. The Gemara is now going to give 13 different drushas, lessons, teachings from the phrase Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So begin, number one. Minayin l'dayin shloyase senegeron l'dvorav. How do we know that a dayin should not try to advocate on his own behalf? What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says in Dibur Hamath shloyase senegeron l'dvorav, im don din, he's judging a case, v'libo nokfo, his heart's bothering him, it doesn't sit right, lomer shehuto, he thinks he's mistaken, lo yachzik dvorav l'havi rayos l'hamidon, he shouldn't try to prove himself and justify himself, Shehubush lach, so he's embarrassed to admit that he was wrong. El lechot stodim yachzor lehoitzi din lamito. He should rework it out and not try to dig himself even deeper and try to prove himself. You know, lahavdil. But sometimes you have people, professors, where their whole life they're working for a certain theory, and then they see it's wrong. They can't admit. They refuse to admit. It's hard. You're invested in it, but that's the sugya of midaber sheker tirchak. That even if it's against your initial impressions or what you used to say, you have to be able to correct yourself when necessary. Uminayin ledayin shlo yeshev talmud bur lefonav. So how do you know that a dayan, a judge, should not have a talmud who is ignorant in front of him? Now we remember in Sanhedrin that the talmidim were not just passive, they were actively saying over svaras in the case to try to sharpen and get a correct judgment. So they have to put talmidim who know how to learn. So from there you see, talmud loimar midvar sheker tircha. You have to judge yourselves. So if you have a talmud who's an am haaretz, he's going to, the Rebbe, the dayan's going to make a mistake as well. Okay, next one. Minayin ledayin sheyodei lechaveru shehu gazlan. Your judge knows the guy's a gazlan. V'chein, similarly, an aid sheyodei bechaveru shehu gazlan, or the aid knows that his chaver is a thief. Minayin shlo yitzarif imo, you can't judge with him. So talmud midover sheker tirchak. Meaning, even if you're going to have the truth come out, you still can't do that. Minayin ledayin sheyodei bedin shehu merume. How do you know that the person is being a trickster, right? No, he's a fraud. Shlo yomru hoyu v'ha'edim me'edim echtechenu. Right, I'm going to decide them on that case. Ve'yehei kol atoli b'tzaver ha'edim. Right, and basically I'm going to hang the chain on responsibility. The fact that there was misjustice, or he was going to go on them. Tamalov amidav sheker tirchak. Nope, you're not allowed to just let it fall where it may. Okay, Simon Tlosa Talmud, Tlos Bale Chov, Sarmatut Shomea Umatim. Minayin Talmud Shioshev Lifnei Rabba Verozuchus Laoni Vechov Laoshir. How do you know? You see the Talmud sitting and he's looking at the Beis Din, and he hears everything that's being said, and he realizes that there's going to be a zuchus for the oni. He's going to be innocent, and it's going to become out bad, a disadvantage for the Osher. Minayin Shelo Yishtok. How do you know you can't sit quietly while this is happening? Talmud lomar midavar sheker tirchak. That would also be considered to be sheker, not to speak up. Another example, minayin l'talmud shero es rabo shetoy bedin. Again, the Talmud knows how to learn very well, and he hears the Rebbe's making a mistake. He's toy bedin. He's going to say something wrong. So the Talmud, shelo yomar, the Talmud shouldn't say, amtin, I'm going to wait, amtin lo, ad sheyigmaren, I'm going to wait till this case is finished, I'm going to let everybody argue it out, and then the Esteren of Evanenu Mishali. Now I'm going to come up and be a soicer him. I'm going to literally break it down and rebuild it all on my own. I'm going to come in. I'm going to be like, you remember, Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. I'm going to do this all and get the covered for myself. Kadei Shiakore Hadin Al Shmi, and I'll get all the covered for this. We'll say, look, he's such a big Talmud Chacham. Talmud Lomar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. No, you can't do that. You can't just sit quietly. Again, that's the whole point. The Talmud has to be the Shach Levitaria to make sure that everything comes out correctly. Uminayin the Talmud Shomlo Rabo Yode Atobi Sheim Noistin Li Meyamona Eine Mevade. If you have a Talmud who's, Rebbe says to him, you know I'm so honest. If someone would give me Meyamona, I wouldn't lie. Mona Yeshli Eitzoploni Ve'eini Alav El Eid Echod. But I'm such an honest guy, and he owes me 100 mona, but 100 dinar. But Nebuch, I only have an eid echad. Since you know that I'm such an honest guy, I want you to stand in. So minayin shlo yitzar ifimo. How do you know he can't join with him? Tamalo midvar sheker tirchak. One second. That's where you learn out from? The guy's telling a lie. What do you mean? They're like the distance. So you're saying, I'm a witness, but you're not a witness. There's only one. So no, right? Ellis, no, the Gemara says it's a different case. You're not going to say anything. You're just going to give the impression that that you're really a second witness. Ella, the case is like this. Kigon de omerle, vade chad sahada isli. He says, I have one witness. V'so ata kum hosam v'lo teima v'lo midi. Don't say anything. Shash still. I'm not asking you to say a word. D'halo mafkat b'pumach shikra. You didn't, a sheker never came out of your mouth. You just stood there. In other words, he comes and says, here's a witness. And the other guy's just standing there quietly right next to him. He didn't say, I'm a witness. The implication is clearly that he has what to give over, because everyone knows that, you know, in Erechod, I can't be the most in the moment, so okay. So he says anything. So afilo hachi oser. How do you know that even that's allowed to give this false impression? Mishum shne'emar mitvar sheker tirchak. So another limit from that as well. Okay, now I'm going to give three halachas regarding someone who's a creditor. Minayin lenoshe bechaveru mon. A person who wants to get back his 100 dinar a mona. Shlo yomer, he shouldn't say like this. At anenu b'masayim. I'm really going to tie in the guy owes me 200, so he'll take a shavua. Motive mixas, he only owes me 100, and then for a galgel alav shavua mimalkam achir, I'm going to get him take. It's called gilgal shavua. So how do you can't do that? Tamalo midover sheker tirchak. So Rashi speaks out what exactly is on the third line from the top. Va'galgel alav shavua. There's certain things you don't take a shavua on, right? She'en bod li b'miktas va'ashbi'en al yedei gilgul. What's an example? Shavuos karkos she'en nishbon alehem el al yedei gilgul. You don't take a shavua on karka, but once I heard gilgul shavua means like this. Once I'm already getting you to take a shavua for one for this item, okay, so then you'll take another shavua as well. So again, Rashi is one of the cases where he's claiming something that you're really not chayav to take a shavua on in the first place. Okay. Minayin lenoshe bechaver. The second case, mona v'tano masayim. Right, the guy wants what's it called? He ties 100 on him. He has 100. He's claiming 200. Shlo yomer ech paren bebeizdin v'odli chutz lebeizdin. I'm going to deny it when I'm in beizdin, and I'll be moda. I'll admit to you chutz lebeizdin outside. Kadesh lo yischayv li lo shavua. Right, that I'm going to admit outside that if I won't be able to take a shavua, he can't get me for this. He won't get me to take another shavua. So tam lama, you can't say falsely. If you really owe him the money, you have to, because midvar sheker tirchak. Okay, third one. Minayin l'shlosha shenoshin mona be'echad. So there are three people who are trying to get 100 dinars from one. So we're going to divide it up. We're going to, like, you know, divide and conquer. How does this work? How do the three people divide it up? Shlo yehe echad baldin. One of them is going to be the taina on him, to be tovei him the money. Ushnaim aidim, and these are my two witnesses, right? Kedei shiyotzi mona v'achloku. Where our trick worked, our whole, we made a scheme. We're dividing it up afterwards. You cannot do that. Talmud lomar mitavar sheker tirchak. Okay. Then now, continuing this theme, that gives three cases about the dayin. Minayin lishnaim shebo'u ledin. So two people come for din. Echad lavush samartutim. One guy's wearing, like, you know, rags, right? The echad lavush it's tallis bas meyamona. Guy's wearing a very expensive type of suit. He's wearing fill in the blank. I don't know, Brooks Brothers suit. So sha'omrim lo. You see, one guy's dressed, very poor. One guy's dressed like in a very fancy way. So we. Sha'omrim, we say, Lavush kemoso ol chibishehu kemoischa. Right? You dress like the poor guy, or have the poor guy dress like you. So tamalob midvar sheker tirchak. Right? That's the source for it. Kihava also the kaimi the Rava bar Rav Huna. When a case came before Rav bar Huna, Amalahu shlufu puzmak kaichu v'chusu l'dina. Take off your fancy shoes, and then you'll have a din. Meaning, I don't want you to look more distinguished than the guy you're arguing with. Everybody's equal. Lemais, the post can point out this doesn't apply nowadays. Whatever person would wear to Beis Din, he wears what he wears. He always wanted to make a good impression, so he should probably dress a little nicely. But we wouldn't force the other person necessarily conform with the same standard of dress as his Baal Din. Okay, next case about Dayan. Minayin, how do you know L'dayan? Shlo Yishma, Divrei Baldin, Chaver Kodim Shiyavo Baldin Chavero. How do you know that he can't listen to one before the other? So Tamalover, Bitvar Sheker Tirchak. It makes it seem like, you know, you heard him first, you're impartial, you're not going to listen to what I have to say. Okay, and then the last one. How do you know? Minayin lebal din shlo yatim divorov ledayin kodim shiova bal din chavero. How do you know he can't explain his before the other guy comes? Tamalomer midover sheker tirchak. Rav Kahana masni lo masni, he learned it mi lo siso. Right? So the pasuk in Mishpatim says, lo siso, don't accept a false report. Lo sasi, he does, don't cause others to accept it. So remember, years ago, it was Parshas Mishpatim. Related to the story, Midavar Sheker Tirchak means to distance from false. We just had 13 examples of what this means. And the Hasidim say you have to always go Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So what does that mean? How do you do Midavar Sheker Tirchak beyond that? You can't fool us. You can't even fool yourself. You can't even fool yourself in your Avodas Hashem. There was a famous story told about the Satmar Rebbe. So Chusik and Elena used to have a very unique way of davening, like a high pitched, almost a shrill, like a crying, so to speak. It was very, very unique. And one time there was a chasana, and the Badchan asked permission from the Satmar Rebbe in advance if he could impersonate him. And the Rebbe said yes, okay. And so it's at the chasana, and the Badchan gets up and he starts impersonating the Satmar Rebbe, you know, doing these high pitched. Shrills, these like screams that the Rebbe used to daven, and they look over to see what's the reaction, and the Rebbe is crying, the Satmar Rebbe is in tears, and like, you know, that's a good way to end the simcha. All of a sudden the Rebbe is crying, and then when they stops, and the Baruch comes over and asks for mechila, the Rebbe says, Chas v'sham, I wasn't crying because you insulted me, I was crying because I started thinking to myself, I see you up there impersonating the way I daven. The Rebbe said, maybe in truth, I've only davened once for real my whole life, and I'm just impersonating myself. Wow, what a maisa. Midover sheker tirchak. Maybe I'm just impersonating myself. Okay, continues the Gemara. Then the Darshan's apostle in Yechezkel, Vashir, lo tov also betoch amav. He didn't do what was good among his people. So Rav Omer Zehabo Beharshoah. Rav says in case as a harshoah, which is like a document of attorney. Shmuel Omer Zehalokech Sode Sheish Aleh Asikin. This is a person who tries to get a field that has people can, you know, it's contested. But what does Rashi say? Dibra Maschil Zehabo Beharshoah. Umis Aber Al Riv Lo Lo. The guy's getting involved in a machloikis that doesn't involve him. Veshem Harisha Noach Lo, Noach the Peshora, Yoisim Izeh. Maybe the guy would have Peshora, Sugi in the very beginning of Sanhedrin, Hey, Vav, Zion, about making a compromise. But this guy, Mizeh, She'eni Yochel Lasos Peshora B'mamun Acherim. So he's not willing to do it. So why did you get involved with this? That's not supposed to be done. Or the other pshat was sheishal asikin. Rashi says orin, people who are contesting it. Kimo, as the puzzle says, ki his asku imo, right, by the wells. Shema ar akin. I'm sorry. Shema arin al hamachzik bo. Yeah, ze bo v'koine oisa. Guys, I mean, he knows that this is a whole machlokus by the field. He says, I'm going to purchase it. Boteach al chazko shehu ish zoroi. I'm a strong guy, and no one's going to tell me what to do. So therefore, he gets involved and he tries to force his way into this whole machlokus. The other Rishonim explain in general, bichlal, you should try to avoid from situations that have, or, you know, machlokus in it as well. Okay, then now it talks about the next part, but what's the liability for Shavuot Sa'edis? So the Mishnah said, Einin noheges ele beru'uyin lehoin. It only applies to people who are able to give testimony. So Fuki Mai, what is excluding? Omer Rav Papa la Fuki Melech. A Melech, since a Melech doesn't. He's not a Korov. He shouldn't be. There's no reason to find him possible. No, it comes to tell him he's not Shaykh this. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer Lafuke Mesachik Bekuvia. So Mesachik Bekuvia, as we've said over many times, that's a gambler who's possible from testifying on a dirabbanan level, or it's an asmachta, holmachlokis in Sanhedrin, chavdalit, chavhei, with asmachta. Whether this is an asmachta or not, whether Rav Sheshes, Rav Rachama, but lemaisa, we hold that it's a gezel on a dirabbanan level because, simply speaking, the guy who lost the gambling wasn't machne the money to the one who won the bet, the gamble with complete das. So therefore, since he didn't have das gomer, it wasn't a real kinyan, and therefore it wasn't a real kinyan. It's gazela on a derabbanan level. So Masachi Bekuvi is also possible. The Ritva says lav dafka and a Masachi Bekuvi means anybody who's possible on a rabbinic level. Okay, the Mora says now manda om Masachi Bekuvi, the one who holds Masachi Bekuvi, which was, what's it called, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So Kol Shekein Melech, certainly Melech will be excluded, right? Because he's on a derais level. Uman Damar Melech, the one who holds the Melech, Rav Papa's Pshat, Vamasachi Bekuvia mi deraisa bechazichazi. He's really right to give Edis on a derais level. It's Rabban who the Pasluhu, it's the Rabbanan who came to Pasluhu. So for according to that, he would not be exempt from Shavuos Edis, right? Because that's a deraisa, right? Okay, now, the next part of the Mishnah was talking about Bifnei Beis Din v'shelo Bifnei Beis Din. So that was the Machloikis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, right? According to Rabbi Meir, when he takes the Shavu himself, then he's Chayev, both whether it's in front of Beis Din or whether it's Chutz LeBeis Din. And the Chachamim say, when he takes the Shavu himself, or whether somebody else made him take the Shavua, the only time he's chayav for this is if he's kofer in Beis Din. So now, the Gemara asks, B'mai kamiflagi, so what's this machloikis about? So the first answer says like this, Amru Rabbon Kaim the Rav Papa, Bedun mine umino umino, Bedun mino v'oki ba'asra kamiflagi. So it's a whole, it's a topic. According to Rav Meir, he holds this idea of dun mine umine. I mean, when you learn out something from another thing, so you copy it, the entire, almost like a cut and paste, a copy, right? You take the entire thing and you learn to act them. But the Chomim hold, no, there's a different idea. It's called dun mine v'uki ba'asra. So when you learn out a halacha, then you have to apply it within the framework of the general thing that's lurking out, right? So then the Gemara is going to speak out, according to Rav Meir, he's holding it's comparable to Shavuos Pikodon, right? So let's see, like, okay. Amru Rabbanan Kaimi the Rav Papa, but Dun Mine Umine, yeah, that's right, but Dun Mine, Vaukim Asura, Kamiflagi, Rabbi Meir Sover, Dun Mine Umine, Mi Pikodon. Ma Pikodon, Mushba, Mi Piatmo Chayev, when you do it yourself, your Chayev Saaf Edis, Mushba, Mi Piatmo Chayev. Right, so that's the source. Umino, from it you learn out. Ma pikadon bein the Beis Din, bein shlo be Beis Din. And by pikadon, it doesn't make a difference whether you're in front or not in front of the Beis Din. So af edus, bein the Beis Din, bein shlo be Beis Din. Right, that's the swar for Mir. V'rabon and sovri, that no. Dumino v'oki basra, you take it out. And things like this. Ma pikadon mushmoy pi atzmo chayiv. So just like by pikadon, when you take it to shvi yourself, you're chayiv. Af edus mushba mipi atzmo chayev. So too, the edus you do is your chayev. For oki ba'asra, and then you take it out from there, and you learn it out to the other case by our case of shvusa edus, right? Mash mushba mipi acherim bebeizd in shlo beizd in lo. So just like when someone else makes that's only in beizd but not inside. So af mushba mipi atzmo. So too, when you do it yourself, beizd in shlo beizd in lo. Okay. So therefore, if you didn't take it in beizd in, you're not chayev. So now on Amud Beis, Amar Lahu Rav Papa, Imi Pikadon Gamri Lo Rabbanan, De Kuli Alma Lo Pligi De Dun Mino Umino. So the way Rav Papa learns out that even the Rabbanan would be maskim that we learn this out from here. Meaning you'd have to be chayev if you take a shul even chutz Beis Din. El Haine Time the Rabbanan's pshat is like this. Why are you not chayav if it's taken outside of Beis Din? The Maisi Lo B'Kal V'Chomer. So it's going to be a Kal V'Chomer like this from Shavuos Eidus itself. Ma Mi Pi Acherim Chayiv. Just like if others make you do your chayav, so Mi Pi Atzmo L'Kol Shekein. So then, certainly, if you took the Shavuos yourself, then you would have to do it. Umi De Maisu Lo Mi Kal V'Chomer. From now, they learn out Kal V'Chomer. Dai L'Bo Min Adin Lios Kenidon. So you can only learn it out as much as you can. So, well, I mean, you can't be stronger than the source. I think Rav Simon in Shir once gave an example of Dayo. Meaning, let's say a child can lift a chair. So the most you can say is that an adult could also lift that chair. That's like the example he gave. But you couldn't say that an adult, just because a child lift a chair, that means the adult can now lift a table. No, dayo means whatever the source is, it can't go beyond that. So now Gemara explains like this. Ma mushbam pi acherim based in shlo based in lo. So there af mushbam pi atzmo, even himself. Bifnei based in shlo bifnei based in lo. So therefore, that's the svar for them. Amru le rabbonin rav papa. Rabbon said to Rav Papa like this. Mimatis omra delav be dumino mino paligi. How can you not say they're arguing with dumino mino? It has to be. Vatanan gabi pikodon, we learned a mission regarding pikodon. Shavuos a pikodon noheges ba'anoshim v'anoshim. It applies both to men and to women. Chaykim v'kroyim, for people who are not related, people who are related. B'ksherim v'psulim, people who are kosher to testify, people who are apostle. B'fnei beizdin v'shalom b'fnei beizdin. It applies both in and out of beizdin. Mipi atzmo, by yourself, mipi acherim, ein chayv ad shichru bo be'beis din, divrei mer. So, you're only chayv when you're kofer it in front of beis din. V'chom omrim, bein b'fnei atzmo, bein b'fnei acherim, kevin shekofer bo chayv. Doesn't matter, according to the Rabbanan, whether you do it on your own or whether they make you do it. Once you're kofer it, you're chayv. So, mushma mipi acherim, mipi kodom, minalahu l'Rabbanan d'chayv. So, how do the Rabbanan know you're chayv in this case? Lab d'gmiri lo me'edus? Isn't that they learn it out from the case of Edus? Shma minos, you see from here, bedu mino pligi. It must be that they're arguing this case of mino mino. Rashi says, lav degri lam Edus. Daha bepikodon, it says like this, asher yishava alav l'sheker, right? Took a false oath, shavua, k'siv mashma mipi atzmo. Sounds like he's doing it on his own. So in this case, you can't make the kavachomer. Because certainly when he does it on himself, that's stronger than when somebody else makes him take it. It's learned as Gezeirah Shava. Since you're chayav both, whether it's in front or not outside the beizdin, so you see that's the rule. Fine. Okay, where are we up to? So the Gemara says like this. Rav Papa's going to answer back. No, mehahi from that Mishnah. In, yeah, you're right. From that Mishnah about the pikadon, that yeah, the Rabban and the Meir are cholik on that. Right, there must be that it's domino mino meho. But how from here leka lemish ma mino? You cannot necessarily learn out that they're doing it. Maybe at the end of the day, the Rabbanan get the Shita from the Kav V'Chomer. It's not Muchruch to say that from our Mishnah like that. Okay, then the next part is discussing now what's the din by Shogeg and by Mezid. So Mishnah said, V'chayav in al-Zodin ha-Shavua. So mino hanimili. How do you know that you're chayav to bring a Korban Olav Yorid if you on purpose? The Tan Rabbanan bechul hunam or behen ne'elam. With all of them, it's written ne'elam. So what's it talking about? So in the beginning of 1 second, yeah, in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Hey. So the first pasuk was the Edus, and it goes through and lists the different korbanos or nefesh asher tiga or nivlas asher tami v'ne'elam imenu v'hu tami v'ashem. That's in pasuk Beis. And in pasuk Gimel, you have another lashon, v'ne'elam imenu v'hu yoda v'ashem. And you also have in pasuk Dalid, ha'adam shavuos v'ne'elam imenu v'hu yoda v'ashem la'achas me'ela. So you find the word ne'elam is said these three times. That's what the Gemara means. V'chul ne'emar behen ne'elam v'kan lo ne'emar ba v'ne'elam. But here, when we're talking about the shavuos ha'edus, it does not say that v'ne'elam. So therefore, the chayav al hamezid kishogig. So you see that you're chayav for mezid and mishogig. So what's the case where you have the shogig and the mezid on the edus? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, but oh, guy says like this. Yodei ani sheshivua zo asura. I know that taking this shavuah is osur. Aval ani yodei im chayav al korban im lo. But I don't know whether or not I'm going to have to bring a korban for doing this, which I know is on. Vein chayav al shigosa. Greatest sauce. So you're not going to be chayiv for Shavua if it was only if the only thing they didn't know was on the Edus by itself. Right? If you forgot that you actually know something about your potter. Salema Tanena Durav Kahana Udrav Asi. So this should be a support for what it is. Rashi says that it's talking about the Hecha de Sover Leshava be Emes in a Chayim. You shouldn't be Chayim. And then, of course, back on Chavav, that if you think you're taking it, you think you're taking it true Shavu, you shouldn't be Chayim. Lo, Mar says no. Afagad than the itzrich, even though it's necessary. Salkadaita chamina hacha here hudlo kosev v'netlam. Right, it didn't read the word netlam by shvuas aedus. The beinan shogeg dumya demezid. So it has to be a type of shogeg that's similar to mezid. Avahosam. In the other cases, tichsiv v'netlam, where it does write the word, it was hidden from the person. Right. So then in that case, afilu shugasa kul koldahu, even it's the smallest amount of a shogeg. Kamash malan. Therefore, that's what Rav is teaching, that in the case of the bitui, right? So one who is b'shogeg, you are pater in that case. Yeah. Okay. New Mishnah. Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. What exactly is the example? We've been talking a lot about it, but what exactly is? So Omer L'shnayim, person says to two others, Bo'u v'heiduni, come and I want you to testify on my behalf. And what are these two people that their approach? They say, no, Shavua she'ain on yoidim l'choidus. We take a shu that we don't know anything about your case. Oh, they could say, falling sha'amru lo, ain on yoidim l'choidus. We don't know anything. Don't take a shu. They say, we don't know about it. So he says, mashbi ani aleichem. So I want you to take a shu on that. Fa'amru amen. And they say, yes, it's true, we don't do it. And we saw again, it doesn't have to be the lashon of amen, the balamor, and the rambam. That it just means anything where it says they are affirming that. Sahari Elu Chayovin. And then they found out the guys really were lying. They did know Adis, and they said they didn't. So whether they took the Shavuah themselves, whether he got them to take the Shavuah, they are Chayev. Hishbiya Alehim Chomesh Pamim Chutz the Beis Din. So 5 times outside of Beis Din, he gets them to take a Shavuah. Ubo le Beis Din Vahodu, and they come into a Beis Din, and they confess, right? Turin. So Kofru, if they denied that they didn't know it, Chayav no kol achas v'achas, right? If it was in the Beis Din, they said this, then they're going to be Chayav each every time. Hishbi aleim chamesh pa'amim b'fnei Beis Din v'kofru. And he got them to take a shua 5 times in front of the Beis Din, and then they were kofur it. Einan chayav in ela achas. Only Chayav 1 time, right? Why is that? Why don't you Chayav 5 times? So Amar B'Shim in Matam, what's the reason for this? Ho'il sins ve'einim yecholdim lachzer l'hoido. Since they couldn't go back and be mode. Rashi says, Hova in Yochol and Lachzul Hodos, right? Ilu Kofru Birshon, if they be Kofru for the first one, Hoyo Bezdin Haim, this happened Bezdin. Shuv lo Haya Ru'uyin Lehoy, they're not allowed to testify after that. Shigar Higidu, they've already said their Edis. She'en Yodim lo Edis, Shuv, Eina Choyzer Umagid, right? Right, that's the whole story of Kevon Shehigit Shuvein Chozer Magid. Once you've already given your Edus, you're not allowed to go back and repeat it. So even if you did 5 times, really it's only 1, because that's the only one that's really accountable for. Okay, finish up the Mishnah. Kofru Shnehen Ke'echad. There were 2 witnesses, but they denied it at the same time, together. Shnehen Chayav, and they're both Chayav. So if one of them, they both denied, but one did it first and the second did it after him, said Harishon Chayev Asheni Potter. The first guy is going to be Chayev. The second one's going to be Potter, because once the first guy was kofer and says, I don't know anything, so then he's only an Eid Echad, right? So then there's nothing to do about it. Kofer Echad Vahoda Echad. So if one of them denies it, one of them admits, then kofer Chayev. The one who denied it would be Chayev. Hayushte kite edim. There's 2 sets of witnesses, right? Kofru harishona va'achak kofru hashnia. So the first group of edim, the kat was kofer, and the second one shtehen chayovas. They're both going to be chayev. Why is that? The Mishnah explains mipnei sheha edis yechol lehiskayim v'shtehen, because the edis could exist with either one of them. Even if the first one denied it didn't happen, the second one could come and they could say a real edis. It says the second group could come along and say a real edis. That's why they are going to be chayev as well. Okay, Emet Hashem, we'll pick up with the Gemara, Shabbos' daf.